From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Updating the situation with the closed Porcupine River Bridge in Hoyle now, with word that sometime in May, the public will hear what might be done to alleviate it. People will also have the chance to provide input. In the meantime, Councillor John Curley has been assured that the alternate route, Kerrigan Road, will get a lot of attention. At last night's council meeting, Director of Public Works Ken Curcell said Kerrigan is restricted to half loads all year long, and anyone spotting log trucks or other heavy vehicles should report it to Timmins Police.
We won't be issuing any half-load exemption permits for Kerrigan. We never have. We've always forced people to use Frederick House Lake Road out to municipal if any half-load exemptions were required.
Coincidentally, the city issued an advisory this morning that Kerrigan Road is flooded about 1.3 kilometers south of Connaught. An OPP media relations officer is warning us about at least two scams involving the provincial refund for your license plate sticker. Constable Michelle Simard says both scams involve text messages offering you the refund, and she warns you not to click on the link.
We've seen these kind of scams before. It could be for a Canada Revenue refund. It could be for some kind of check your bank information. We just want to make sure that people know that a text message doesn't come from the government.
Simard adds that if you have any questions, you can contact MTO. If your address is correct for your license plates, the refund is automatic. You'll get a check in the mail sometime around the end of this month. For the second time since December, Living Space has no one in the executive director's office. Robin May has left the homeless shelter on Spruce Street South. Board Chair Brian Marks says while the search for a new executive director is on, his board is looking at efficiencies so that as much money as possible is spent on frontline work.
As you're aware, Timmins has one of the highest proportions of homelessness per population in the province, and we receive one of the smallest funding allocations in the province.
The operation has to be lean, says Marks, while robust enough to cover a 24/7 operation. He also notes that Living Space isn't going anywhere. That's his response to social media posts that might have people thinking that its future is in question. Ontario College and University students are getting another break on tuition. Fees are being frozen for another school year through 2022-23. Tuition dropped by 10% for the 2019-2020 school year, and it has been frozen ever since. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.